RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, Election Day, August 6, 2024. Joining us in this time slot on Tuesdays is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, do we have any announcements to make just yet, or you think you're holding off?
I'm still holding off, unfortunately, but yeah, we are anticipating a big announcement I'm super excited to make, but I cannot make it just quite yet, so I got to tease a little bit longer.
All right, very good. Excellent. Hey, what are you seeing over there in Gaylord, Otsego County, especially for these county commissioners' races and other things locally? What are you hearing on the ground? What are you seeing as far as signs as you drive around town and do your business? What are you hearing out there that might give us an indication of what's going to happen tonight when the elections are over?
You know, one of the big things that is being talked about over here is that there are several alleged Democrats that are running as Republicans, or some that might be called Republicans but are being urged to run by Democrats against other Republicans. So it's going to be interesting to see where the chips fall. We've got some great county commissioners here. I think there's maybe one or two seats that might be vulnerable, but that is kind of the interesting conversation, is to see county commissioner signs that are Republicans in well-known Democrat household yards, I guess, is, you know, there might be a Biden-Harris sign next to, one of these probate judges or one of these county commissioners that claims that they're a Republican. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, totally. We're having the same thing here in Antrim County. As a matter of fact, the chairwoman of the Antrim County Democrat Party has two Republican signs in her front yard, one for sheriff and another one for a local county commissioner. So even the Democrat Party chair is actually pushing, or I guess supporting, candidates for her members to vote for. And, you know, it's unfortunate. They can't win in Northern Michigan, Ian, as Democrats. If you want to win in this this listening area, you basically have to run as a Republican. So unfortunately, a lot of Democrats run as Republicans when we know full well they're Democrats. It's just crazy, but I guess it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, and I like to think that, you know, I'm a person that likes to see both sides of the coin, and I'd like to think that there, you know, unfortunately, I'm not naive enough to think that there are people that would split their vote in that sort of way. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Where we're seeing these signs are in yards of homes that we know are strident left-wingers. So we just know that some of these people definitely would never support a Republican. So it would definitely, a Republican in name only, you know, could not be a far stretch for some of these people. But, you know, it is what it is, and we just hope that people are informed as they can be when they go to strike that ballot.
Absolutely. Well, and it's interesting, too, because they actually do have two races on the Democrat side of the ballot today. The U.S. Senate has two candidates, Hill Harper and Elisa Slotkin, running for U.S. Senate. And up here in the 1st Congressional District where we live, Ian, Callie Barr and Dr. Bob Lorenzer are running for Congress. And if you're going to cross over and vote for a certain Rhino Republican somewhere else on the ticket, you can't cast your ballots for those Democrats. So
that's right.
Crazy things happening. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Ian, the Michigan Supreme Court last week came out with a couple of decisions that are going to impact your business, other restaurants, especially small mom-pa operations. Increasing the minimum wage for your tipped employees, and also 9 days, 9 8-hour days of paid sick leave. What's your perspective on the Supreme Court's decision, and do you think it may be appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court?
How long do we have in this segment, bro?
Yeah.
Well, so
we could turn this into 2 hours. I know,
and I'm telling you, there's a lot of things at play. You know, the first one is this ruling. You know, vastly affects restaurants. It affects anybody that, you know, has anyone on minimum wage. A lot of small businesses are not going to be required to pay paid sick leave. You know, I'm a person that believes that the minimum wage should have never been called the minimum wage. It should have been called the entry-level wage, because that's what it is. It's designed for entry-level positions, for people that are just entering the first steps of the workforce. That is the wage. And you and I always talk about this. The true minimum wage should actually be zero. Every human being should have the right to negotiate their value and their worth. So in my opinion, the minimum wage should be zero. That's not how we operate here in this country. There's a federal minimum wage. There's a state minimum wage. In my opinion, it should have been raised, because nine, whatever it was before, was kind of ridiculous anyways. But it cannot be thought of as a living wage. And the people that have pushed this agenda from the beginning have thought of it that way and marketed it that way. And that is the ultimate problem with this entire thing, is these folks like Mothering Jones and the Fight for 15. If you look at the lawsuit with the Michigan Supreme Court, they're the ones, and I think two individuals, but mainly these nonprofit organizations, mainly from the West Coast, are trying to push these things, and they just don't understand the effect that they're going to have specifically on restaurants that are in all metrics still have not recovered. 40% of restaurants right now in Michigan are not solvent. 1 in 5 are expected to close when this gets implemented, 200 days from today. That's to say nothing about how this was done at the Michigan Supreme Court. Our entire ethos here at the Iron Pig and our lawsuits has been around the separation of powers. And if you look at what the Michigan Supreme Court did last week, they overturned a lower court ruling. Fine, that happens all the time. But what they did was they decided to create the language in the law themselves. What they should have done was send it back to the legislature and allow the legislature to create the new timeline. Instead, they did it themselves. And we know that the power to create legislation is vested in the legislature in this state, not with these Supreme Court justices. So there's a lot going on here that really needs to be looked at, and I'm not sure exactly where it's going to go from here.
Well, one of the things that caught my eye was the Chief Justice Clements, and also others that were still leaning right, if you will, as rule of law Supreme Court justices in the dissent. You know, it was 4-3, but what they said was, per our Constitution, we don't have the authority to deal with this. They came right out and admitted it. I think that is the basis, potentially, for this thing to be appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court. I think they got it wrong, and I think the dissent opinion was dead on accurate, saying, guys, we don't have the authority to do this. Do you see this potentially? Do you think the Michigan Restaurant Hotel Association, do you see any major group out there willing to take this to the Supreme Court?
Hopefully I can say this on air. I hope that one of these groups has the balls to do that. And what more specifically what you're talking about is the adopt and amend procedure that the Republican legislature did back in 2018. They adopted the petition language And usually what happens is they'll adopt it in one legislative session, and then if they amend it, they'll amend it in the next legislative session. What they did this time was they adopted and amended in the same legislative session, which has never been done, to my knowledge, has never been done in Michigan before. But the Constitution doesn't forbid it. Now, it may be a terrible way to govern and write law, which I sort of agree with, mm-hmm. but it's within the privy of the legislature to do so. Now, if these other folks don't like the way that that's been done, then maybe they should look at changing the Constitution. And, well, what do you know? They've had power for how many years now? And they didn't. So I do see that there is a big possibility between the Michigan Supreme Court overstepping their bounds and writing the language in this legislation where they shouldn't have, and then the potential for this to actually not be overturned because there is nothing in the Michigan Constitution to disallow an adopted amend in the same session.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, it had never been done before, but I know the players at the time that were in charge of it. Shirky was the Senate Majority Leader. Lee Chatfield was the Speaker. And they knew exactly what they were doing when they did that. And I think it's a situation where now the Democrats are looking at it saying, oh, this is a great thing. You know, living wages has, you know, been approved and we're getting people, you know, paid sick leave. You know, the insanity, potential insanity, what would the paid sick leave portion of it do to small businesses?
Yeah, it's just, again, not just restaurants, right? I mean, for restaurants, it's the removal of the tip credit is one of the big things that I completely disagree with. But so one of my good friends owns an outfitter shop just a couple of doors down from me, and mm-hmm. he's got maybe 5 or 6 employees. Now he's basically going to be responsible for having to pay these employees, which, by the way, most of them are summertime college students. So is he now going to be required to pay paid sick leave for those employees? That so the metrics on this thing is vastly ridiculous. The way that they're implementing the time frame, the way that they're implementing the removal of the tip credit, and we probably talked about it before, but for me in the restaurant business, that's one of the last bastions of meritocracy, where an employee can come in and actually earn their worth and their wage instead of a bank teller waiting on 100 customers during he or her shift. They don't get paid anymore. Our employees, bag drop employees at golf courses, all these people that have a tip wage, which is the sub-minimum wage incentive, as I call it, for them to bring their work ethic and their personality and multiply that together to create a better wage than any of these people. Because I'm telling you, bartenders make on average probably $30 an hour. And that's the other thing that people aren't talking about, is the reason why they want to try and do this is to bring some of those tip wages that are specifically in cash over into the payroll system so they can be taxed. So we can get more tax from these people that are already paying a tremendous amount of tax already. I hope and I pray that our legislators are listening to not only the industry experts, but more specifically, the people that did not sign this petition, more specifically, bartenders and waitstaff. Those two individuals right there need to be heard, because I haven't met one yet that said that they're in favor of this, or they signed the petition language originally back in 2017 or 2018 in order to get this to the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing of it is, you know, we support, you know, the ability to petition our government to put, you know, things in front of them to say, hey, we got enough signatures. Either you guys approve this or it's going to go on the ballot for the people to vote. I mean, that's basically one of our constitutional rights. But the way they adopted it, and then, like you said, immediately amended it, that's what the basis was. But it did not give the Supreme Court to actually then, you know, write the laws as to how it's going to be implemented. That's the part, I think, is where it was unconstitutional.
Absolutely. And again, they should have never had this question before them. And I think it just goes to show that, you know, adopting and amending in the same session is one of the poorest ways that you can govern. And again, I may be in favor of what the legislature was trying to do back in 2018. I had my business back then. We opened in 2017. Right. I was in favor of changing that language for all the reasons I've already stated. But adopting and amending in the same session just is not a great way to govern. And I'm disappointed that they did it that way instead of either having faith and putting, you know, the language on the ballot for the citizens to vote on. And getting the word out there and exactly what this would do to our industry. But now here we are, 4 years post-COVID, and a lot of our businesses have not fully recovered. And this is just going to be another nail in their coffin. I hope it's not. I hope our legislature gets to work and does something. They've got 200 days to do something, and they need to hear out these people.
Well, the thing of it is, like you say, 200 days from today, that's in February of next year. And right now, the current Democrat leadership is saying they're happy about these decisions. They're touting it as a victory. And guess what? This is going to change after the November election, when I believe the Republicans are going to take back the majority. This could be a priority number one for them. The new majority, when they're sworn in January, that's still a month in before the deadline, before these all triggers and goes into effect.
Right. And I challenge anybody that says that they are for, quote, working people, unquote, that don't listen to a bartender or wait staff when they say they do not want the tip credit removed. Everything else we can deal with. I think there might be a cap, a minimum number of employees for the paid sick leave. I could be wrong on that. But the biggest one for us is removing that tip credit. Our employees just don't want it. It's going to change consumer behavior, and not in a good way. It's going to change menu prices. We've seen it. It's known. The big organizations, the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, they've come out with some stunning statistics. I just got another survey from not the Liquor Commission, but basically our Michigan Licensed Beverage Association just sent out a new survey the other day. Uh-huh. I'm very curious to see the results of that. But I challenge anybody that says that they're for working people to A, not listen, and B, allow this to continue. Because those people, to me, fundamentally don't understand how meritocracy works, and it will destroy the service portion of the service industry.
Yeah. Well, I've had a couple people say that, you know, if they're going to be making close to $15 an hour, I'm not going to tip them. And it's like, whoa, stop. You're thinking about this the wrong way. But how many jobs are going to be lost? How many wait staff are you going to have to cut back because you can't afford to pay that high, quote-unquote, living wage?
Right. And again, the other thing that people aren't understanding is when they say, well, if they're making $15, what most people don't understand is that a good bartender or wait person can make in excess. Listen, Randy, our bartenders make in excess of $45 an hour here.
Sure.
And yeah, a vast majority of that comes from tips. And people can say, well, though, I'm subsidizing your business. No, you're paying for good service. That's exactly what you're doing. That's
absolutely.
It.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, interesting. We appreciate your perspective on it. And we'll have more to talk about soon, brother. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bomb the Hour News of Hour Number 2. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled.